Sexbomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal noises, the tremble of calm, the feminine of the sun, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Om Nom Nation, how the hell are you? Coming live and coming straight, coming down your throat. Bigger, badder, faster, more, deader than ever before. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey, Izzy.
How's it going?
It's going.
You sure? You happy? Sitting good? Comfortable?
Got
a good little beverage
not
going?
Not sure if I'm comfortable yet.
Got a good little beverage going?
Oh, yeah. I got some water.
Got some munchies?
No, I had munchies earlier.
Munchies are good. Munchies make me happy. So, today, welcome, people of the world, to our show, where we're going to talk about something that TJ was adamant had to be talked about, but yet he's not listening. So
he's in the chat room.
He's in the chat room, but he's not saying it. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
We're going to talk about.
Distracted by World of Warcraft.
No, we're going to talk about how to build a better Barbie doll. That's what we're going to talk
about.
Wait,
we're building
weekend.
Barbie dolls?
Yes. Zombie Barbie dolls, of course. Four parts of my world domination conquest plan. Rah, 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 rah. Apparently TJ thought that was funny. I did. I'm all about the funny. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I think we confused the TJ.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. So, actually, a zombie Barbie does sell. Although it's not officially licensed by Barbie yet.
Is there a zombie Barbie?
Not officially licensed by Barbie. Although I wouldn't be surprised if they don't come out with one in the next year or two after the popularity of zombies sort of sags and goes into the other land. It's like, oh, it's not popular anymore? Let's bring out a zombie Barbie then. So.
Kind of gruesome for little girls, though.
Oh, dude. Dudette. Jazzy. You. Huh? Have you not seen of the Living Dead girls? Dolls? Living Dead dolls?
No, I shall Google this.
Really? You've never heard of these things? Oh my goodness. These are actually four little girls. They are creepy, ooky, kooky, kind of spooky dolls that are really kind of messed up. Kind of goth, kind of dead, kind of playing with worms, stuff like that. They're a good series. They sell well. Very collectible. I think they're up to issue series 23. And each issue has about five figures, so that's like about over 115 dolls out now. They've been out for about 10, 12 years. Now they've got some miniature versions coming out. I think those are creepy, stupid, kind of lame, but whatever. So, back to the topic of the day. We're going to talk about how to hunt zombies, or, more appropriately, surviving the zombies apocalypse. So, the first question that TJ asked last week, and probably asks every week, and I think he keeps it in consideration in his head quite a bit, is how to hunt a zombie. Right?
Yes.
So, what would you do if you were trying to hunt a zombie?
Wouldn't you shoot it in the head because then that kills the brain and that kills whatever's making it a zombie?
Okay, that's a little past the part that I was getting to. So you want to hunt a zombie. I actually like Jack's comment. But here's the first rule of hunting zombies. Don't. Why go looking for trouble? Trouble will just come up on you. You have no way of knowing when, no way of knowing where. Zombies represent the ultimate chaotic element of life, unlife, death. They... First rule of surviving a zombie apocalypse, stay away from zombies. Right?
I mean...
I heard that.
You're going to eventually come across a zombie in a zombie apocalypse, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Theoretically.
Abso-freaking-tootly.
So, why go looking for all the zombies when they're just going to come try and find you anyway?
Yes.
Let them come to you.
Well, you could do that too. But unless you've got a heavily fortified camp that has got enough ability to support you and whatever small band, because a large band is going to obviously kill itself by being stupid and letting in a zombie at some point, because, oh my god, look, it's Shirley, she's in the crowd, I gotta let her in. It's like, no, she's a zombie, man, you let her in, you're all dead. So, small group, heavily fortified encampment, large enough to support the group, and then you can do okay. But even still, a zombie's going to find its way in there. Yeah, you can, and TJ, yes, you can use a prison as a fort. They fully explore that idea in Walking Dead and will be in Season 3. Ooh, looking forward to Season 3.
Okay, I haven't even seen Season 2 yet because...
Dude, why not?
Yeah. I'm not sure that I get the channel that it's on.
AMC.
And so I was waiting for it on Netflix, and Netflix hasn't put it out yet.
Well, it just got released on... Season 2 just got released on DVD yesterday.
Okay, so it should be going up on Netflix soon.
One would expect it'll be up on Netflix soon. It depends on what their licensing regulations are in regards to where they want. They've deliberately released the DVDs a couple of weeks just before the Season 3 starts showing it. So it should be out so that people can, oh, I want to watch Season 2 again before Season 3. Whee!
Okay.
So yeah, we're looking forward to Season 3. Yummy, 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 yummy. Actually, you know what? That's probably right. Netflix will probably have it on 30 days after the DVD release. That seems to be pretty standard. So it'll probably come out at the end of September. Because Season 3 starts on AMC on October, around Halloween time. So,
yay! I like Halloween.
I like Halloween, too, because you know why? Temperature's cooler.
I like dressing up and being something that I'm not normally.
Well, I don't know if you know or not, but I went to a place where they did a lot of that recently. I didn't myself dress up or anything like that, but I did look at all of the fun people who dressed up. I went to Fan Expo. Fan Expo is a
How
large...
How was that?
That was awesome. Way too many freaking people. Way too many. Apparently they oversold and sold 100,000 tickets, and the capacity for the place is 83,000 people, so meh. There's a little bit of elbow-to-elbow jumping and bumping and shoving and pushing and, oh, you know what? Screw you. I'm just walking right through you. So
yeah, I could see that happening.
I swear to God, Fan Expo or conventions like that where there's enough people out there and there's enough people dressed up is an opportunity for people to get their sexy on whether they want to be part of that or not. Because... it was a little freaky to see all these cute little girls dressed up in their cute little outfits, and then these creepy guys going, can I take your picture, little girl? It's like, whoa, man. And then the girls are like, yeah, sure, Mr. Creepy Guy, but I'm not hugging you or anything, but you can take my picture. And he's like, okay.
If it were someone with that kind of deep, scraggly voice and... the way I'm actually picturing this person to look like, I'd be like, no, you're going to do naughty things to that picture after it's developed, and I don't want to think about that.
Okay, they're going to be doing naughty things to pictures of you or anybody else anywhere that they get taken, no matter what state is going on.
I know, but I don't want them thinking about taking that picture of me, like me knowing that they have this picture and they're going to do naughty things to it.
Okay.
I don't want to think about that.
There was one girl who I swear to God was wearing not much more than maybe 3 square inches of material on her lower area. That's it.
What about her boobs?
Same amount of material covering each one. Tiny little pieces of cloth covering the boob, covering the lower crotch area. And a little string in the back. Girl, you're just... Wow, what?
See, that's
got
just
courage.
Asking for it.
She's got courage. We're talking a city
but
of
4 million
people.
That's also just asking for the guys to, like, take pictures and, like, do naughty things to the pictures afterwards.
I think she wanted that. So, fascinating stuff. But, as EW was mentioning earlier, something about SpongeBob. There was one guy, I'm going to do the segue thing. There was one guy, I so swear to God, the image has been stuck in my head now, and I've been trying to get rid of it for quite some time now, because we're talking 4 days ago. 4 days ago now, that was Saturday. This guy was wearing skin tight yellow, bright, bright, freaking yellow spandex from head to toe. The only thing showing was his face, but you could see every wrinkle in his pudgy little body.
So, okay. So, it's this guy wearing spandex, but he's not like a skinny guy. He's like a...
He's overweight, yes.
Okay.
He's about 300, 320 pounds. Tall guy, too. But he was heavy. And you could see every outline of him. And it was, oh my God. And he's proud of this fact, because he said, yep, that's... he's got his arms akimbo, you know, the out at the sides and washerwoman stance. Yep, I'm yellow. And I was like, dude, so wrong. I have to go away now and look at the pretty girls over there. It's like, wow, that was mind-boggling. That would be the word I wanted. Yeah, that's the word I'm going to use. I'm going to use that one. Oh, my God. But then... So there's a lot of people there with really cool outfits going on. You know, all of the Batman and Black Widow. That was very popular all over the place. Thor, Iron Man, some cheesy looking pieces as well. And then I was surprised at how few zombies there were. It was only a handful. Last year there was probably a whole crap ton of zombie people. They had a bunch of Ghostbusters people, lots of Star Wars people. They had the whole 501 regiment, which is all the people who dress up in the Stormtroopers outfits. They at one point, apparently, I didn't see it, but I was told about it. They had the Stormtroopers marching through the crowd with Princess Leia in the middle. And it's like, they're talking about 20 or 30 of these guys just marching through, pushing everybody out of the way. It was kind of funny thinking about it. So yeah, good fun, good fun. Oh! The best part, the show, is actually talking to people. I love talking to our people, like artists and authors and other stuff. I hung out towards the end of the night with the horror authors, and we had fun chatting about stuff, talking about, oh my God, how are we going to kill people? Let's kill people. Okay. But. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Do I hear a zombie in the back? Yes, you do, actually. Where is he? Oh, he's playing with the bunnies, huh?
You know what, ZZ?
Yes, what?
I think TJ is actually a zombie, and he's just trying to hide it.
Really? You're saying he doth protest too much, per se?
I think so.
Fascinating.
I mean, come on, he's always, like, anti-zombie and... Kill the zombies. I think he's really a zombie and he's trying to hide it.
Kill the zombies. Don't kill the zombies. Really? So you think
just
that
give
TJ...
Just give him cookies.
You think that TJ is playing the field, trying to make it look like he's not a zombie, but really, he is.
Yeah, don't you think?
I think there is definite possible merit to that statement,
he's not
yes.
denying it in the chat See, room.
He's not said nothing. What'd you do? Did you kick him off? Okay. So surviving zombies, hunting zombies, etc. First rule of zombie fighting. And by the way, I just want to let everybody know, I'm a zombie. And I'm quite happy and proud of this fact. And I'm quite confident in my and my people's ability to still continue to eke out a miserly existence in the world of the future, even though I might give you all the secrets on how to survive. 'Cause guess what? We want a few of you to survive. At least a while longer.
Can we just say some of the human race are going to survive and some of the zombies are going to survive, but some are going to die on each side? I mean, isn't that how all wars go?
Sure, let's go with that. That works.
Give me a little bit of hope.
Absolutely. Because you know what I like to say about hope? Hope is
What's the
that? Cruelest of tortures possible. Very cruel stuff. I love hope. Hope is awesome. Hope floats, you know. I've heard that. Somebody told me that in a dream. It went la 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 dream.
Now, do you see that, ZZ?
Which?
He said, no, all zombies will die and man will survive. But he still did not deny that he's a zombie.
Yep, that's true.
He's not denying it.
Mm-hmm. I think he might have struck on something there, Jazzy. I think TJ is a zombie. Look, quick, everybody in the chat room, get him! Get him! He's a zombie! He's a zombie! See? And you know what I'm saying precisely about the large crowds of people? You know, versus a small crowd of people, survivals? That's precisely what happens in large crowd. Everybody starts turning on, hey, he don't look, no, he looks like he's a zombie. Kill him now. Definitely going to happen, man. Definitely going to happen. That's why I suggest, if you humans, that's you, all you humans out there, you want to survive when the apocalypse hits, small groups, maybe 5 to 10 people, you're still going to have politics and silly crap like that. But you know what? 5 to 10 people, it's easy to manage. Get a good scope, a different grouping of skill sets. Things like mechanical skill sets, technical skill sets, physical skill sets. Archery is a great one. Knife, swords, guns, all that fun stuff. Then you might be able to have a chance of surviving for a little bit longer. But what's the number one rule about... Yeah, machinist is good. Well, mechanical. What's the number one rule of engaging in fighting a zombie? What's the number one rule, Jazzy?
Stay away.
Well, keep your distance.
Well, what's the difference in keeping your distance and staying away?
I think
is
we
there
lost...
a difference?
Is there a difference on what?
Keeping your distance and staying away.
Well, if you've got distance, you've got the opportunity to react to the situation. This is actually in fighting in general. If you've got distance, you've got the ability to react faster. So it's easier to take an arrow or a gun, if whatever. By the way, TJ's comment about do it quietly would be number 2, I think, in my book. Keeping your distance means you can kill more from a greater distance. And 1 and 2, you have the ability to, oh crap, I'm getting surrounded. Good, run away from being surrounded. If you're close quarters with a zombie, guaranteed you've lost. If you are 1 foot away
right,
from the guy's face.
Right, because they can bite you anywhere.
Precisely, a bite, a scratch, or whatever. And all they have to do is mob you. 40 of them. Oh, food! They all go into it and bam. You are dead meat in a zombie sandwich.
I mean, I'm reading The Hunger Games. So, like, I can see how, like, the fighting part, like, she wants to stay far away from everyone else because she's good at using bow and arrows. But
yep.
There's, like, this big pack of people in the Hunger Games that are trying to hunt her down and kill her. And so she's trying to keep her distance because she can kill more of them far away than she could at close range.
By the way, I can't see the chat anymore. It kind of died on me. So, you are my eyes and ears in that regard. Yes. That is true about the whole distance thing. Sniper's rule, man. It's also the same thing in any video game, too. You want perspective on what you're going to survive. Find a nice little hole. Dig yourself in. get your gun out. Oh, I've got lots of ammo. Pew! Take that guy out. What? He didn't see where it was coming. Pew! Get him too. What's this guy? Pew! Get him out. They'll never know where you are. Did I get chat back? I don't think I got chat back. Nope, no chat back. That makes me sad. I don't got no chat room.
Yeah, EW's going to talk bad about you now.
Uh-oh.
In the chat room.
Can't have that. Wait a second. Actually,
he says, "Mwahahaha."
Oh, that's fine. I've got a solution to get that problem too. It seems that my web decided to crash on the plugin. Stupid plugins. I hate plugins. Why do they have to keep forcing me to use plugins? I hate plugins.
They're crazy.
I hate plugins. They are crazy. Crazy like a foxy. Ooh. That's okay.
But so, I mean, like, in talking about fighting as in the Hunger Games, you want to stay far away. It can also relate to the zombies because the way their virus gets passed is what, through bites, and can it get passed through scratches too?
I have not seen the Hunger Games.
No, I'm talking in a fight, like
yes.
With a zombie.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, you don't even want to get scratched by them.
You don't want to get scratched. You don't want to get blood in your eye. You don't want to get spit upon. You don't want to get scratched, cut, jibber-jabbered, or at all, any of that.
So basically, just stay away from a zombie, period, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Because once you get in close quarters and engage, you have lost the element of supreme dominance in that engagement. And everybody who's going to survive the apocalypse has probably got to read Sun Tzu's Art of War, which will give you a perfect set of thousands of quotable comments on how to survive in any kind of conflict or any kind of engagement of any type. Because it's little simple things like, you get into a fight, the best way to fight, have the high ground. Because from the high ground, it takes less effort to shoot down than it does to the guys shooting up. Because the guys shooting up, they got to work twice as hard to get up. Well, Jack's
JWF
true.
Said nuke them from the orbit.
That would be true. And worked in DEFCON 4. But then they came back and there was like everybody was cannibals and eating everybody. And it was like they were the only two left. So what are they going to do? Not much of a life left. Yeah. So, number two, as TJ had already said, do it quietly. Zombies like noise. Do you know why?
Because they know where to find the food if there's noise.
That's right. That reminds them of life. And life means food. And food, that is the prime directive of the zombie collective. See how I said that? That was cool, huh? Worked out. Oh, yeah. A gun with a silencer. Good luck with that. How long until it backs up and gets screwed up? Ha! Get off maybe, what, 25 shots? That's it? And then your silencer starts having so much discharge in it that it doesn't work? Bow and ow. Sorry, I'm just
bow
making fun
arrow.
Of EW's typing. A few thousand, huh? Mm-hmm. I think your gun's going to probably backfire or jam up before you get that.
Wouldn't you want to clean it every once in a while, though?
Yes, because, you know, in the middle of a firefight with zombies, they're just going to stop and let you do that. Right? And how much ammo are you going to have in your pocket? Oh, I got a couple of clips. Nine. In a clip, maybe 10, maybe 32 in a clip. Wow, that'll get a couple of hundred, maybe. But what about the 40,000 zombies that have all marched over towards you? Wah, 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 wah.
See, you're eventually going to run out of ammo,
yep,
of bullets. But what about getting bow and arrow, like EW said, and retrieving the arrows and reusing them?
Well, you could do that, but here's a couple of things on that. One, you have a quiver full of 30 arrows. Two, you're facing a horde of 50 zombies. Math? Dead. You have, here's another scenario. You have 30 arrows. You have 20 zombies. Great. You killed all 20 zombies. Go get your arrows. Do-do-do-do-do. And there's one that didn't die, and he just jumps out of the nowhere. Oh! Om-nom-nom-nom-nom. Dead. Keep going.
Two birds with one stone?
I don't do birds.
Okay,
two cookies with one stone.
Well, yeah, it's two cookies with one stone for you, but two zombies with one stone. Two zombies with one arrow.
Okay, so have you ever lifted a gun with a bayonet?
No.
Do you know how much it weighs? TJ, how much does a gun with a bayonet weigh? 9 pounds. Okay. That's good. I was going to say about 10 pounds. I'm not really a gun enthusiast, so I don't really know how much they weigh. So 9 pounds. Try, and unless you're doing this regularly, unless you're extremely fit, and unless you're like out there working all the time, swinging an axe, whatever heavyweight type of workout that you might want to be working with, try using it for a half an hour. An hour. Continuously. Your arms are going to turn to rubber. And at some point, ooh, nice, Alice, nice. Tomahawks are awesome.
You'd still have to retrieve a tomahawk, though.
No, you can use a tomahawk like an axe as well. So thwack, 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 thwack. You know?
I'm picturing like in...
You can throw
Patriot,
it, too.
Where he throws the tomahawk into the guy's forehead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you can throw them as well, but you can use them as a bludgeoning device, too. It's got the perfect kind of weight on the head, and you've got nice spiky parts at the side, and it's not that heavy. But still,
But it also puts you back into the close range where you told us not to go.
Precisely. And this is where I would say a tomahawk is great to fight with, but it's still close quarters. However, and this is the same thing I want to say to people who want to say, yeah, I've got my machete, or yeah, I've got my sword, yeah, I've got my axe. Great, you're surrounded by 40, 30, 10, 20, 50, 2,000 zombies around you. That really should be the last alternative is getting into close quarters, because as soon as you have to start hack, slash, hack, slash, hack, slash, for half an hour, your arms are going to be dead. And you, subsequently, are gonna be dead. Yes?
Joe Dog's carrying around cat food and dog food all day.
That actually is a very useful exercise. See, this is the thing. Most people think that they are going to be able to survive a zombie apocalypse just from using a gun. Okay, great, you can have a gun. Bam, 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 bam. You shoot a few, get a few. Great! You've nailed a few down. What happens? Are you a sharpshooter? Do you know how hard it is to shoot a head? From 20 feet away, even? It is one of the hardest shots to possibly get. And this is why I love in movies when the guy is like on the street, the car is racing after him, and he shoots him once in the window and gets the guy in the front in the forehead. Okay. That's going to happen real easy.
Try and do that 50 times.
Try and do it once. Just once. Okay? There's a reason why when they're talking about gun shooting, that they talk about... the expression is eluding me right now, but it is about a pattern of dispersal. When you shoot a group... you're grouping. Okay. You got good grouping there. Good grouping. Yeah. Because... You can't hit the same spot twice. It's statistically very, very hard to do. So when you're shooting, you're getting a small pattern area. If you're lucky that you have actual good control over your shooting, as TJ says, 2 inches apart. So if your shots are 2 inches apart or whatever, you're doing well. But the reality is, most people are not that good a shot. Not even close. I think there's some ridiculous amount of like less than 5% of the people who do actively pursue gun shooting on a regular basis that are that good. People can correct me in the chat room if they like. I'm not a shooter. I don't really have much in the way of gun history. I've never actually fired one myself. So I personally would actually prefer a flamethrower myself, but that's just because I'm crazy. If you want to rely on a gun, unless you're really good at it, you're going to die.
Now, I'd like to say hey to Skip Novak. He is listening on our TuneIn app. If you have internet connection or a smartphone, you can listen on TuneIn app without being in the chat room. So we can't chat with him in the chat room, but he's listening.
I got to say one thing to Skip. Skip? That was my Skippy voice.
ZZ, what about a double-ended lightsaber?
Well, first off, if you've got a lightsaber, I would say that would be the best weapon you could possibly ever have in Apocalypse. Because, quite frankly, you don't need to be precise to the target shot. It's like a good quick shot to the head. Oh, now that one's down. You'd last longer using a lightsaber because it's lighter. It's only about, like, I think, 3/4 of a pound, a pound. I've lifted one of those. But you're still going to run into the problem of tiring out the arms. If you are wielding that thing... this is the thing. If we look at different scenarios of engagement, you're going to have different end results with different weapons. If you're talking full-on melee, complete engagement, you're surrounded, that's it. Just unload everything you've got and get out of there. And I'm serious. If you get surrounded like that, make a path, get the hell out. Back into higher ground, back into more protected space. If you don't, you're going to get mobbed. You're going to become face meat. But a lightsaber would be cool. I want one. I really do.
That would be cool.
It would be cool. And on that note... Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun?
Dun-dun-dun. Maybe?
They report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation. News cameras have just returned from covering such a search and destroy operation against the ghouls, this one conducted by Sheriff Conan McClellan in Butler County, Pennsylvania. So now let's go to that film report. All law enforcement agencies and the military have been organized to search out and destroy the marauding ghouls. The Survival Command Center at the Pentagon has disclosed that a ghoul can be killed by a shot in the head or a heavy blow to the skull. Officials are quoted as explaining that since the brain of a ghoul has been activated by the radiation, the plan is kill the brain and you kill the ghoul.
What do you think from the supply wagon, Cass?
No, we're all right. Hey, Cass, put that thing all the way in the fire. We don't want it getting up again.
Chief McClellan, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty good.
You want to get on the other side of the road over there?
Chief, do you think we'll be able to defeat these things?
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. Those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. They must have thought somebody was in there. There wasn't, though.
We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them off, blasted them down.
Chief, the bridge is finished. Can I see you here?
Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, would I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Well, Chief McClellan, how long do you think it will take you until you get the situation under control?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. We don't know how many of them there are. We know when we find them, we can kill them.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Well, we don't really know. We know we'll be into it most of the night, probably into the early morning. We're working our way toward Willard, and we'll team up with the National Guard over there, and then we'll be able to give a more definite view.
Thank you very much, Chief McClellan. This is Bill Cardill, WIIC, TV 11 News.
Thank you, Bill, for that report. Official spokesman declined to speculate just how long it may take to kill off all the flesh eaters.
So, see? A handful of zombies in your way, you got a chance. Hundreds of zombies in your face, you're smoked meat. You know, smoked meat.
All I have to say is eeks.
Precisely. So, I like this one comment I just read on a thing about surviving zombie environment. Where was it? Unlike living humans, stopping power counts for nothing as far as zombies go. It's all about shot placement and reliability. So, Alice says something about zombie clowns. I like zombie clowns. They're funny and deadly.
We're nightmare. Alice and TJ seem to not like zombie clowns.
I don't know why. Zombie clowns are the funnest. They get up, they fall
you
down,
are
they
a
come
zombie,
back.
Though.
Well, yeah.
But some people don't like clowns, period.
Why?
So you just add the zombie aspect to it?
That's like saying people don't like zombie dogs. Big, ferocious Doberman dogs. Arrgh.
How big are they?
They weigh at least 200 pounds.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah! Big-ass zombie
dogs.
I
don't like big dogs, period.
Oh, come on. Big dogs are just big dogs.
But they're big. They're huge. They scare me. They might rip my head off.
Oh. So, to recap, our two number one rules for trying to survive the zombies is do it from a distance and do it quietly if possible. By the way, I like bow and arrows, but this is the thing. If you're going to survive, two more things you need to do. One, get in shape. If you're not in shape, you're face meat. Two, learn some stuff. Crossbow, TJ, crossbow might be easier, but reloading them is also a pain. Learn stuff. Learn stuff. I would suggest, Max Brooks' Zombie Survival Guide is an excellent book, not just for the zombie genre, but even on general survival tips. He's got a lot of good points there on how to survive. Yes. And what I would also suggest is there's a bunch of other reference materials like the SAS Guide to Survival. The SAS is a Special Forces military branch. They put out a booklet on, hey, basic survival techniques. Carry this little booklet around and I want to remember how to get water in a desert. Oh, they got a technique for that. There's a lot of good information that you can learn and you need to learn basic survival skills in order to be able to survive that. But I still say the number one thing to do to surviving a zombie apocalypse, avoid the zombies. Just do it.
Wait, so you're saying to survive it, you have to be a zombie?
Yep.
But I don't want to be a zombie.
Oh, well, then you're face meat.
I'll give you cookies.
Oh, okay. Then you can survive. As long as the cookies keep coming, you guys can survive. Forget the Twinkies, by the way.
You can go after anyone else you want, but like I'll be on your side giving you cookies.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Sure. Alice just mentioned the Antarctic. Well, now. that's a possibility for a little bit of time, but I can guarantee you that my zombie brothers, they'll get there before there too. They'll get there. We just know they will. Do you know why? Because we're like that. Ooh, that button didn't do what I wanted it to do. Okay. And yeah, TJ, Dead Snow is an awesome freaking movie. But I just wanted to mention something to something you mentioned earlier, Jazzy. You mentioned the movie The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
I've seen the movie. I'm actually currently reading the book. I'm finding the book more in detail, more in depth than the movie was.
Generally the case.
And I'm liking the book a lot better.
Good.
Which it usually is. I haven't found anything that the movie really strayed away from the book so far. So far the movie is true to the book, just not as in detailed.
Well, I'm going to suggest something to you that's even better than The Hunger Games.
Okay.
It's called Battle Royale. The movie should be available on Netflix. It's about 12, 15 years old. It's an awesome movie. Okay?
It's not a James Bond movie, is it?
No. That's Casino Royale.
Okay.
Battle Royale, basic premise is real simple.
Yeah, JWF said it earlier.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Fine.
He was knocking me on the whole Hunger Games thing because it's Disney stuff.
That must have been when I had blank screen going. Sorry, J-Dub. I agree with you. It is one of the best movies out there for this type of thing. The basic premise is overcrowding in the future. Japan, all these people, what the hell? These kids, they're punks. They're out of control. Well, we'll teach their Charlie Apples. So what they do is they randomly every year pick one class. They take the entire class, abduct it, drop it in the middle of an island, and say, you guys, you got, I think it was a week, 2 weeks, to survive. Only one of you get to survive. Here's a weapon. Now go. And they are expected to fight to the death.
I think I've heard about this.
They will only allow one survivor. And if they all band it together to say, yeah, we're going to screw you guys, man, and all survive, they'll kill them all. It's an awesome movie. Awesome
movie. I think I've heard about that, and now that you remind me, I really do want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's an awesome movie. The book, if you want to talk about more detail than the movie, the book is even more detailed than the movie will ever be. But that's generally what's going to happen on any movie adaptation from a book. Book is 300 pages. The movie adaptation of it is 80.
See, the only thing I don't like when they do movie adaptations is when they completely add a new element to the movie that wasn't in the book.
Or change one.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind that you cut out elements because you can't have it in there, because you can't have the movie be so long because people will lose interest. I totally understand that. But when you add something
what?
That is not in the book, no way. Hate it.
Gotcha. No, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I love Lord of the Rings, the treatment they did on that, but that's three movies to do six books. Well, six little books, but six books. That was a large body of work, and they still kept out some major story arcs that just, we only got so much space. Okay, we're not doing that, but we're going to do all this stuff because this stuff is all cool. Yeah, Peter did amazing. Amazing balls on Lord of the Rings. I agree. And I agree. It's you can't put everything in the book. I mean, especially some of the books nowadays when they're 300-500 pages long. I mean, Eye of the World, Robert Jordan's book, Wheel of Time. Each of those books is about anywhere from 500 to 900 pages long. They're huge.
Now, okay, I'm gonna get yelled at for saying this.
Yep, you are.
But you know, before I'm even saying it.
Yep.
But Harry Potter and Twilight both took the last book of the series and divided it into two separate movies. Mm-hmm. What about doing something like that?
Look what they're doing to The Hobbit. The Hobbit's going to end up being three movies released over the next 3 years, starting at Christmas time. The Hobbit is small. It's a small book. It's not a very big book. And as far as Twilight...
the detail in there.
Yeah, as far as Twilight and Harry Potter are concerned, that was money. They did that for money. I watched Harry Potter. I've watched Harry Potter. I can talk about Harry Potter. I can't talk about Twilight because I've never watched it. But Harry Potter, that second last movie, part 1, whatever the hell it was, there were moments on there where I was like falling asleep because, oh my God, just stop walking all over the place and get there already. It's boring now. You're talking silly stuff. Oh my God. It just, they could have made that movie half as long. And then they could have made the second movie, well, maybe a quarter as long. So it would have been just a really long movie. But I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter. However, I did like the last one the most.
Oh, the very last movie? Like the second half of the last movie?
Yep. Because they finally killed people. Like, really killed them. Really killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what movie's going to be really awesome?
We had the Twilight discussion before.
We're not talking Twilight on this show.
As a sparkly vampire movie, so they can take the sparkles out for all I care.
Jazzy?
It's a romance novel.
Jazzy?
Yeah.
We don't talk about Twilight on this show. Except to ridicule it. Ridicule it. It's Twilight. It's what the hell is this sparkly shit? Urgh. Hey, look, Hellion joined. 50 Shades of Twilight? No, 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 we're not doing that. No, 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 no. No way, Jose.
Wait, I don't think she said 50 Shades of Twilight. She said,
didn't.
I read 50 Shades.
Did you read 50 Shades?
I've never read 50 Shades.
Good, don't, because that's just dumb stuff. Fifty Shades of Zombies? Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Okay, the three of you can write 50 Shades of Zombies.
There's light gray, there's lighter gray, there's medium gray, there's dark gray, there's really, really, really dark gray, gray, grayer, grayest, gunmetal gray, bottleneck blue gray, there's a few other grays as well. So I could recount all of the grays. Wah-ha-ha-ha. Okay, so let's throw this over to the chat room now. Does anybody have any questions about how to survive the oncoming zombie apocalypse? Because it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. What do you think, Jazzy? Anybody going to have any good questions? Come on, I'm daring them all. There's a whole bunch of them in there. Are you safe on an island of drunks, Alice? Probably not, unless you leave the drunks close to the beach, in which case, they're the targets first. And only
what
if...
What about...
Only if you have a fortress to defend. Or maybe even a lighthouse. Actually, a lighthouse is probably one of the most defensible fortifications that you could be in, because they're made to be strong.
Now, Zizi, what about, like, okay, you said in a lighthouse, like, put yourself in the lighthouse or up a tree on an island full of drunks outside, let the drunks be eaten first.
Yeah, they're just a distraction. You're going to die anyways. Because eventually the drunks will say, oh, more food over there. Munchies, nom nom nom. And they'll go looking for you. And then you're in the lighthouse. And the lighthouse probably only has stocks for maybe, what, a couple of weeks? You got a couple of weeks worth of food in there? And you can survive for a couple of weeks, sure. Then what are you going to eat? Birds? Caw-caw, caw-caw.
If they come close enough.
Sure. You're going to be able to catch enough birds to be able to survive. Pine needles? Well, I guess if you boil them. Yeah, boil pine needles, have some pine needle stew. Although, I did read this one thing about surviving. I apparently could survive a couple of days with the stuff in my house. I don't have much food in the fridge. By boiling the leather off of my sofa. Apparently, I could eat that. I don't think that would be one of the most tastiest meals I'd ever eaten, though. Just guessing on that. So, you know, I'm just taking that stab and jumping in on that and saying, not so much. Although, Hellion seems to know about pine needle tea. That's fancy a cup of tea, Governor. Governor?
Now, what about... Hellion said pelicans. What about...
I guess pelican, you could fish.
Pelican picks up the fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could train a pelican to go out and get the fish and come back and just drop it on the floor for you.
Do you think you're going to be able to train a pelican to do that? He's going to be eating that damn fish every single time he... Oh, this one's for you, boss. Oh, sorry, nope, I ate that one. My bad. I would tend to agree with Alice. A hawk would be better. Or a falcon. Either way.
I'm on the same page as you, Hellion. I'm right there with you, even though I don't eat fish.
I hate fish. Actually, I used to like fish.
Fish is like mustard for me.
Mustard. Bleh. Pelicanry? Ha! Pelican gorism! There you go. Aha!
Hellion, we'll find a way to train a pelican.
Actually, it'd be better off if you had a devil monkey. Devil monkey! Gotta throw the devil monkey in there on, all right? Hey? Yes.
Yeah, but the werepig won't like the devil monkey!
Cormorants. There you go. Alan suggested one. That's a good one. Oh, wait. This just in. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of Wood Islands, PEI. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no cause for alarm. However, I think some of the officials of the city have moved over to the lighthouses. Because it's on an island. PEI is Prince Edward Island, TJ. It's in Canada. It's a very small province. Very tiny. About the same size as, I don't know, New Hampshire? Small. But still, there's a few people there. Spiffy, huh?
Well, good to know those few people are safe, for now.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh! Guess what's coming up on Free Pie Night after this show?
Don't we have a human, what is it, dictionary coming on?
Guessed up! Encyclopedia Gilbrathian!
Right, an encyclopedia.
Yes.
That's right.
And then after the Encyclopedia Gilbrathian, we have the lovely ladies on Mental Candy with Women of Rock. Cool? I'm excited. I like the Women of Rock. I like it.
Wait, what about a
werebadger? Badger, snake. So what
maybe
else?
Maybe EW can talk to Alan about the werebadger.
Sure, maybe he can. I don't know if I want to know. But I think I do. Yes. Badgers?
Badger. You do? Badger.
Well, you should badger him then later on in the show.
We should.
Mushrooms. Ugh, I hate mushrooms. Blah. Where badger? There badger.
No, that's how the song goes. Badger, mushroom. Badger.
Maybe how your song goes. Mine doesn't go like that.
Oh, believe me. Alice and I have spent lots of time on YouTube.
Mine goes like this. Badger. Splash in the head. Badger. Poke him in the eye. Badger. Step on things and make them cry.
I believe, ZZ, do you remember the turtle?
Turtle.
The turtle sex.
Yes,
video?
I remember the video, yes.
That
yes.
I had EW play on OT.
I do remember that.
I do believe Alice actually showed me that video.
Oh, so you know who Alice is.
I do know who Alice is. She's sitting right next to me.
Okay, she's not taken the white pill or the blue pill, has she? One pill makes you smaller,
so.
And another pill makes you larger, And I forget the way the rest of the song goes. But at least Jack got it. Oh, and Hellion did. It's okay. I'm okay. You okay?
Oh.
Jazzy,
oh,
are you okay?
You're talking Alice in Wonderland.
I am talking Alice in Wonderland. Zathros, though, he is not the one. He is... No, 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 no. Not the one. Not this one. Not the one. So, Jazzy.
Let's just say Alice and I like to have lots of fun.
Really? I never would have guessed. Feed your head. Yes, feed your head. Because it's important to have a well-fed head and a good developed body case. Because you got to stay healthy and have a good strong head. Because when the zombie apocalypse comes, we want some tasty, tasty food around. Yes.
My brains aren't very tasty.
All brains are tasty. Brains are nature's natural good food.
No, my brains aren't very tasty.
You never know until you try. that Alan.
So,
he's a crazy guy.
For those of you not in the chat room, like Mr. Skip Novak, Alan just said, "Oi, I just got an image of Jazzy / Alice total sex video. Oi."
Oi, oi, oi.
I heard him saying the oi, too.
Did you get him saying the oi right? It's like, oi. Well. Jazzy, did you have anything to talk about in video game land today?
Well, and I'm sure we can cover more of it tomorrow in detail on Tech Hazard, but yesterday, World of Warcraft just released their new patch in getting ready for Mists of Pandaria, the new expansion. So, if you play World of Warcraft, get on there, check out the talent trees. They have the new talent trees up, new glyphs. I have this really cool glyph where I can tell my pet to go fetch something for me. Yeah.
Is it a pelican?
Wonderful. Huh?
Is it a pelican? What? I'm only asking.
It can be anything I want it to be, like... I would so tame a pelican just for you guys. I'd let you guys name it if they had pelicans in the game.
Ooh, can we name it Cuckoo Cuckoo Cuckoo?
What about, how about I tame a seagull and let you guys name it?
EW says that they do have pelicans.
They do?
Yeah.
Where does he say this?
He says that over in the secret chatty part land that we talk over there in.
Well, EW's going to have to show me this pelican because...
I'm sure he will show you the pelican.
And then we will name the pelican.
Name that pelican! You can have that as a contest on your page. Name that... Oh, look, Wardog shows up right at the end of the show, mate!
Hi, Wardog!
Jack? It's good to get sick, twisted ideas. We are writers. That's what we do. Wah! And that, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, fun people everywhere, is the end of our show.
Alrighty. It's on to...
Ah!
Night.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.